This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Was a tune called Rosewood Ramble. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we've got an hour of bluegrass music coming to you. Always start off with one of my own tracks, and that was a tune written in 1969, recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I was playing banjo, and I could play fast and fleet in those days. I'd been playing banjo for about 3 years, and as had the rest of the band been playing bluegrass, David Calder on mandolin, Alan Rhodes on rhythm guitar, Colleen Trend with Colleen Bain at the time on fiddle, Leonard Cohen got a couple of dobro licks in there, and Lindsay Bedoni on the double bass. And that was a first instrumental that I'd written that we recorded, Rosewood Ramble. It was called Rosewood Ramble because it was played on an old Gibson RB100 banjo, which I sold when I got a big new Baldwin banjo, and then 50 years later I bought the RB100 back from the guy that I sold it to, and now it sits in my lounge and I pick it up and play it every day. So I do a bit of a ramble on the Rosewood every day, not as fast as that tune was. Well, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to J.D. Crow and the New South, Back to the Bar Rooms. I don't think that's a great idea, but it's a good song.
Won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the bar rooms again. Now the bartender knows me, he knows how you do me, and he knows why I'm back here again. He He must be given a prize for his patience, for bartenders do understand. Now it's back to the barrooms again. Now it's back to the barrooms, right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the barrooms again. Trying to stand. It's over and over, I've tried to stay sober, but look what a failure I've been. Now it's back to the barrooms again. Now it's back to the barrooms, right back to drinking again. Maybe someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the barrooms again. Someday you'll love me enough to stay with me, and whiskey won't be my best friend. Now it's back to the barrooms again.
Classic J.D. Crowe, wasn't it? We'll hear another track from them a little bit later, and I'll talk about the band. Then I'd like to play you now something from the Gibson Brothers. Really enjoy their music. It's that Brother Harmony. They write a lot of their songs, and in fact they've written this one. It's a beautiful song. It's called Little Girl, and it's really written to his wife, I guess, although I've studied the words in it. Could be to his daughter, but I've studied the words, and Eric Gibson and Lee Gibson have a great way of putting the songs together. Playing on this song, Lee plays guitar and does lead and harmony vocals. Eric does banjo and usually the tenor harmony. Mike Barber on bass, Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Jesse Brock on mandolin, Rob Ikes on the resophonic guitar. And they play some really nice bluegrass. Here's the Gibson Brothers from 2017 recording Little Girl.
Voice call and troubles do not matter anymore. yet you still hold my hand with dirt beneath its fingernails so tight. And it's life, no matter where you live it, and I love you. You're the one thing I've done right, be mine again tonight, little girl.
Gibson Brothers, Little Girl, and nice song. I didn't particularly like the vocal mix on it. I thought I would have liked to have had that up a little bit higher, but I'm not the one mixing the music. I just play the music, and that's what someone told me anyway. Time for a fiddle tune, and High Fidelity have got a great fiddle player, Karina Rose Logston, and together with her husband, Jeremy Stevens, on guitar or banjo sometimes, Kurt Stevenson on banjo, and Vicky Vaughan on bass, and Daniel Armick on mandolin. Here they are doing a tune, traditional tune, it is called Lost Indian. Sounds like this.
Thank you.
was High Fidelity with a lot of energy playing the tune Lost Indian. Well, many of you will remember that a year or so ago we had a visit from United States-based band Sassafras. In fact, I've played their music on this show a few times, quite recently, I think, and they were a great band. And the sort of leader or the correspondent of that band, Randy Gamble, wrote to me just recently and said, Paul, we're coming back to New Zealand. And Randy is in a whole bunch of different bands. He just loves playing music, and he's played music all around the world, in Europe, in the USA, in New Zealand, where else? All over the place. Anyway, and he and a friend, Jeff Pardue, are coming to New Zealand, mostly to do fishing, I think, but you'd never know it because I've got so many gigs lined up, and you lucky people in the bottom half of the South Island of New Zealand have got an opportunity to go and see them. I'm sure you would enjoy their concerts. Jeff Pardue plays fiddle, accordion, does vocals. He's a North Carolina native and just has always played music and is delighted to be coming to New Zealand and sharing his music down there. Randy Gamble doing the guitar and vocals. Well, actually, Randy can play mandolin or banjo or anything else you like. He's a North Carolina native as well, raised in a hotbed of bluegrass and old-time music. And he's lived abroad, played music throughout Europe, has his songs featured on BBC Radio in the PBS series Song of the Mountains, and continues to play with Sassafras. But when he wants to go fishing with Jeff, they call themselves Kindred Spirit. They've released a CD, which is a really nice CD. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks on this show, but I'm going to tell you, in fact, right now, I'm going to tell you what their program is. So if you're in the South Island in February and you like bluegrass and acoustic music, they're playing at the Muscle Inn in Onikaka on February the 14th, that's a Saturday, at 9 p.m. And on Friday the 20th, they're playing at Our Hut in Tahakopa. That's at 7 o'clock. That's two gigs lined up then, February the 14th, February the 20th. They're in Arrowtown, beautiful city, beautiful town. On the afternoon of Sunday, February the 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m., they play at the Waikaya Mason Lodge on Wednesday, February the 25th. 7 p.m. and they play in Dunedin. You'll have to find out just where they play. Dunedin on Thursday, February the 26th, and that's at 7:30. That'll be a concert. We play in Invercargill Friday the 27th at 7 p.m. and they play in Balcairn up near Christchurch on Saturday, February the 28th. They got a lot of gigs for fishermen. I don't know. How much time they're going to have for fishing. So in Balcairn, they're playing at 7:30, and they play in Christchurch on Sunday, March the 1st at 7:30 p.m. And then they're back to the USA taking memories with them. They won't be allowed to take the fish, but they'll have a lot of memories from doing all those gigs. So I'll be talking about that in the next few weeks. I'm delighted that they come back, and I'm just sad that I won't get down to the South Island to see them play. But if you do get an opportunity, look up Kindred Spirit, and Randy Gamble from Sassafras will have put the details up online for you, and you can find them. In the meantime, let's hear a song from them, and this is one from them called Take a City Bride. We'll have a listen.
Oh, yeah, got a baby to mama and to papa, they don't visit the papa. Got a house on stilts, $5 bill, or sitting on the banks of muddy, muddy bayou. Lot better than the streets of crowded cars, pawn shops, friendly neighborhood bars. But your mama and your papa won't let me come a court, said I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty, gonna make a lot of money when I take a city bride. Woo!
pain can't run. Your pappy's got a big dog snapping at my heels. Either way you make me hound. Light's still burning at the ladder by the window. Take a chance, gonna make another round. But your mama and your papa won't let me come according. You say I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty. Gonna make a lot of money when I take a city pride. Mama and your papa won't let me come a-courting. Says I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite's good, the crawfish are plenty. Gonna make a lot of money when I take a city pride. Yeah, you make a lot of money when I take a city pride.
Well, that's what you might hear if you go and catch Randy and Jeff in concert. I envy you being able to get down there and find them, and I just wish them well. I hope they have a great trip and catch lots of fish as well as play some music. Let's go back to some recorded music here. Here's the Steel Drivers from their first album, Steel Drivers, in 2007. Richard Bailey on banjo, Mike Fleming on bass and vocals, Mike Henderson on mandolin, Tammy Rogers on fiddle vocals, and Chris Stapleton, he with the big bluesy voice, on guitar and vocals. Here they are doing a bluegrassy version of East Kentucky Home.
Been up and down this lonesome highway, coast to coast and back again. I just had to do things my way. Had to go against the wind. Cause I've been dreaming of the girl I left behind. Lord, she had the truest heart I've ever known. And I've been looking for a world I'll never find ever since I left my East Kentucky home.
Beat and a sort of a, almost like a rock band approach to bluegrass music, and plenty of muscle in there, particularly with Chris Stapleton's voice. It's a little bit different for bluegrass music, isn't it? Time for another fiddle tune. It's always time for a fiddle tune in my world. Here's Glenn Duncan doing a tune called Williamsburg. ¶¶ Ben Duncan with a tune called Williamsburg, and I haven't found out who's playing banjo on that, and I really must make it an effort to try and find out who's doing that fine banjo work. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you music mostly off my shelves, and occasionally someone sends to me their new CD, like Kindred Spirit, or the Rebel people send to me a few CDs, but most of it's music I've collected in the last 60 years of listening to bluegrass music and playing. Occasionally we get the old LPs out and play them because we've got a turntable in the studio, but mostly it's on CDs, and I hope you're enjoying my approach to bluegrass music. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. We're based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where I learned to play banjo, and that's where we started playing bluegrass music, and we think that Hamilton, New Zealand is a fine place to play bluegrass music. In fact, New Zealand is a great place, and it's real bluegrass country as far as I'm concerned, and I'll explain that a little bit later. I'm glad that you're tuning in to me. This show comes to you on Access Radio stations from Hamilton, where it originates, and there's a whole bunch of Access Radio stations around New Zealand. Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio. That's all the places where Kindred Spirit are going, so they should be good. Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, lots of people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. I'm delighted with that. I'm going to tell you about one of the premier bluegrass bands in New Zealand. You, me, everybody. Lawrence Fringos Rhodes on guitar, Sam Fringos Rhodes' brother on mandolin or fiddle, and they both do lots of vocals. Nat Talkington on banjo, he from the Pippi Pickers, a superb banjo player. And Kim Bonington on guitar and vocals and a songwriter, and Rob Henderson on double bass. They're a very progressive bluegrass band, and the line of sort of like the Lonely Hearts Strings Band that came out a few years ago. They just have a very contemporary approach to bluegrass music, and they do some fine music. They've got a new album out, and the new album is called Midnight. And accompanying that album, they've got a tour coming up. Boy, this is the first show I've announced two tours. And their tour is in March, really, it starts. I'll be away for the first four gigs. Gosh, I don't believe it that I'm going overseas at the time that they're going to be in Hamilton. March the 12th at the Meteor Theatre in Hamilton. March the 13th on the Jam Factory in Tauranga. March the 15th in the Whangatau Hall up near Warkworth. March the 20th at New Plymouth Little Theatre in New Plymouth. Then in April the 6th, 116 in Whangarei, and June the 27th, Barrytown Hall in Barrytown near Greymouth, and then July the 1st, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. Oh, they get around, don't they? You can buy tickets if you sort of go online to the usual places. It'd be really worth your while to go and see them play. Excellent players, fine musicians, and lots of original songs. We're going to hear a couple of them right now from their new album. The first one you're going to hear is the title track, Midnight, and I think it's Kim singing the lead, and sounds like this. Let's hear it.
All the days they seem as one and point in one direction, home to midnight, and the road it stretches long as a drive in one direction, home by midnight. Thank you. travel to the center. The road will take us, we just have to
for the day. Oh, great song written by Lawrence, and he's the lead singer, and they do wonderful harmonies, fine playing. It's great to have a bluegrass band like that from New Zealand. You, me, everybody, please try and go and see them if you can. It's a hard way to make a living in New Zealand being a bluegrass band, and just go and see them. You'll have a great night of music. Great to hear. Oh, let's hear some music from Blue Highway now. I've always enjoyed that band. Tim Stafford on guitar and vocals, Wayne Taylor on bass and vocals, Sean Lane on mandolin, guitar, fiddle. Sean's been to New Zealand. He came with the Ricky Skaggs show in mid-1990s. Rob Ikes on dobro and Jason Burleson on banjo. And here they are doing a song called Marble Town.
Put me off his train. He was a bad bull on the railroad, tried to put me off his train. Lay me down in Marble Town, the coast is clear again. I still hear him hollering. We got a man down here, we got a man down. We got a man down here, we got a man down. Stop for anyone. Gonna flip me a cannonball. I won't stop for anyone. Lay me down in Marble Town. Wait till morning comes. Gonna roll down on the tombstones. Wait here on my train. Gonna roll down on the tombstones. Lay me down in Marble Town. I hope that it don't rain. I still hear them hollering. We got a man down here. We got a man down. We got a man down here. We got a man down.
They bring a very impressive approach to their bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. And this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And our sponsors in Hamilton, New Zealand is Shearer's Music Works. They're a music shop from which you can get almost anything you need to play music. And go and ask the friendly staff there. They're all musicians. They can help you purchase a new instrument, upgrade your present instrument with some nice strings, get a strap or a stand or a book of music to help you become a fine musician and sing all Taylor Swift songs or some old country music or some Irish songs. They've got heaps of books in there. Very helpful people. Go and see Shearer's Music Works in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. They've been supporting music in the Waikato area for more than 60 years. They were there when I bought my first five-string banjo, and that was a big thrill for me, and I'm delighted that Shearer's are still plugging away there. David Shearer, the son of the original owner, is doing a fine job. What else do I need to say? Big hello to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the variety of music that I play. And we've had a lot of fast tunes, so I think I'll play a slower tune. And this is from a local woman from Morrinsville, actually, Pam Finlay. And she worked with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. In fact, joined the band. And we did lots of tours and gigs together. Has a wonderful voice. Here she is doing a slower sort of song called Turn Out the Light.
Before you close my door for the very last time, do me one small favor. If you don't mind, as you take my dreams and you break my heart, I think I'll just stay here hiding in the dark. No, I would never want you to see me cry. So as you're thank you.
Finlay with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and that was me doing a little bit of finger picking there, along with my son Jeremy, who was playing all the complicated guitar bits. And that was a song called Turn Out the Light. We heard from Kindred Spirit just before, and we're going to play another track from them, Randy Gamble and Jeff Pardue, touring the South Island. Make sure you find out the dates that are closest to you or that you can get to and go and see them. They'll be delighted to play to you. They're very affable people and very friendly and play some great music. Here they are with a very interesting version of the old classic, The Battle of New Orleans. Let's have a listen.
Well, it was 1814. Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Well, we took along some bacon and we took along some beans. Fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. 'Cause we fired our guns and the British kept coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run in down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. So we held our fire till we saw their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run in down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Barrels melted down. Then we grabbed an alligator and we fired another round. We filled his face with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched that powder off, that gator lost his mind.
'Cause we fired our guns and the British kept coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run in down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
They ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. They ran through the bushes where the rabbits wouldn't go. And they ran so fast, our hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
'Cause we fired our guns and the British kept coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run in. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that was a bit different, wasn't it? Hope you enjoyed it. I tell you, you'll enjoy their shows if you can go and see them in the South Island in just a couple of weeks' time. So see if you can get a ticket and go along and see them. In the meantime, let's listen to the Gibson Brothers again with In the Ground.
In the Ground. Not many years ago, a belly full they'd grow in the ground. In the ground, as long as they were able, be playing for the table in the ground. In the ground. Like their parents did before, blood and sweat they poured in the ground. In the ground that they held to as their own, the other, with help from nature's mother. They fed this country, cities, and its towns. But in long, slow surrender, with profits getting slender, the family farm now often can be found. Beneath what some call progress in the ground.
Another Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played. There's been a big variety on this show. And remember to get tickets and go and see the artists who are playing in your area. In the North Island, that'll be You, Me, Everybody. And the South Island, that'll be Kindred Spirit. And you'll have a great time. Let's hear out the Gibson Brothers.
We turn it over once more, in the casket we lower in the ground. In the ground. My hero gone home, I cry o'er his bones in the ground. In ground like no other, with help from nature's mother, fed this country, cities, and its towns. But in long, slow surrender, with profits getting slender, the family farm now often can be found. Beneath what some call progress in the ground.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.